This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My conversation this week is with queer Black poet and storyteller Juby Ariola Headley. Among his altogether brilliant debut collection of poetry is the tremendous Every God is a Slowly Dying Sun. It's a heartbreaking reflection on Juby's relationship with the late and great poet Craig G. Harris.
When he entered any room, he became its source of light and heat, and I would thirst for these gifts, and of course swallow all that I could take until it felt as if I might be drowned. And in the end, I would be transformed, because what are light and heat, after all, but energy? And what is energy but the potential for change? How could I do but love him? I loved him like a god, I did, and like humans let gods do, I let him fill me every way he wanted. Every god is a slowly dying sun. We, being human, believe them infinite, because we cannot perceive their rate of decay. Not until the end, when their light fades and their roar of fire thins to a bastard ember struggling to retain its once glory in a bed of snuffed coals. What we call a galaxy. There are far more dead stars than live ones. Their carcasses populate the inky between. The Christian's God thought this an essential enough lesson for his flock to learn, that he sent his son, scripted him to die ghastly, driving home these points, both literal and figurative, with a crown of thorns and a trio of nails. He could not have been more graphic. But humans, being human, see what only we can hold. We fetish his piercings and his blood, swaddle ourselves in some notion of savior. But death is coming, and when it comes, we will smell it on our God, like fear or shit or shame. He came to be with me the night before he died. In this construction, let the night before signify not the minutes and months before he physically died, but the moment he was dead to me. But there in the thick of his inescapable hurt, his immeasurable need, I could smell shit on him. And I, being human, which is to say the villain in this story, I denied him afraid of being bitten by the bug that was devouring him. The greatest villain in the Bible, a book lousy with them, isn't Lucifer or Judas. It's Peter. Jesus withstood 30 days of Lucifer's taunts and an eternity of his inferiority complex. No sweat. Judas's kiss didn't brand Jesus, merely marked him momentarily. But Peter, who Jesus loved most of all, loved best of all of them, hear me tell it. Peter denied Jesus once, twice, three times, in front of everyone. Does denial hurt less when there's no one to bear witness? Or more?
Jubi Areola-Headley is a queer Black poet and storyteller. He's a 2018 Pen America Emerging Voices Fellow and holds an MFA from the University of Miami. His work explores themes of manhood, vulnerability, rage, tenderness, and joy, and his debut collection of poems, Original Kink, is available now from Sibling Rivalry Press. Busy Being Black is the podcast exploring how we live in the fullness of our queer Black lives. Thank you to our partners, UK Black Pride, Blackout UK, The 10th, Schools Out, and to you, the listeners. Your support of Busy Being Black means the world. Please do rate and review the show and tell others. The more you do, the more people like us get to hear the stories and voices amplified here. And finally, thank you to my friend and co-conspirator, Lazarus Lynch, a musician and culinary extraordinaire based in New York City, for creating Busy Being Black's triumphant and ancestral theme music. I'm so
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.